You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 104, Harper Valley PTA by Jeannie C. Riley. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we'll take a look at Harper Valley PTA, the tale of a miniskirt-wearing mom who takes on the self-appointed morality board in her small town. In 1967, the singer and prolific songwriter Tom T. Hall wrote Harper Valley PTA for fellow country singer Margie Singleton, who'd had a string of country hits including Ode to Billy Joe. Hall invented a tale of an assertive young single mother who takes on the PTA, slightly changing the name of the Harpeth Valley School in Bellevue, Tennessee, not far from his home. Margie Singleton recorded the song, however, hers was not the version that made it famous. Margie's former husband Shelby Singleton, a record producer, heard Jeannie C. Riley on a demo tape. A native Texan, Riley had moved her family to Nashville to pursue music. She was working as a secretary for Passkey Music to pay the bills. Shelby Singleton liked what he heard, and he worked with her to record Harper Valley PTA. The lyrics tell the story from the perspective of Stella Johnson's young daughter. Stella, a widow, has been left to bring up her child alone, but she isn't quite ready to retire from social life altogether. The local parent-teacher association, PTA, sends her a letter accusing her of wearing her skirts too short, drinking, and having relationships with several men in the town, at the time much more serious character offenses than they'd be today. Stella marches into a PTA meeting and makes a speech, calling out the many moral flaws of the PTA members. In the words of the narrator, she socks it to the whole group, listing their individual sins and calling them all hypocrites.
Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and running around with men and going wild. Bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA.
Harper Valley PTA was an instant smash, rising from number 81 to number 7 in 1 week. The song won the 1968 Grammy Award for Best Country and Western Vocal Performance and was also voted the Single of the Year by the Country Music Association. However, it was a crossover hit, climbing both the country and pop charts in the U.S., the first single ever to earn that distinction, and the only one until Dolly Parton recorded 9 to 5 in 1981.
Skirt into the room, and as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA.
Harper Valley PTA was Jeannie C. Riley's only pop chart success. She continued recording as a country artist, and for a while she was known as much for her wardrobe as her music. Unlike most female country stars at the time, she dressed like a pop star in miniskirts and go-go boots. A few years after her big hit, she devoted herself to religion and began recording on a Christian label, had a successful career recording and performing in that genre for many years, and toned down her appearance.
Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there. Seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this?
keep her when the shades all pull completely down.
Harper Valley PTA has been covered a number of times by country singers including Tom T. Hall, a psychobilly band, and even a version and translation by a Norwegian artist. The song went on to inspire a movie as well as a TV series starring Barbara Eden. It remains popular today. The most recent cover version by Martina McBride appeared on the soundtrack for Desperate Housewives.
Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. Smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as the mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites.
Jeannie C. Riley's fortunes took a tumble in the late 1990s. She suffered health problems, hard luck, and financial troubles. Margie Singleton's star fell even faster, and by 1970, she was no longer hitting the country charts. But in 2008, Tom T. Hall was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.